May 30th, 1904. The Passion serves as garment for man. Pride transforms the images of God into demons. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about an offering, the Passion of our Lord, especially the crown of thorns. And I was praying that it would give light to so many blinded minds, and that he would make himself known, because it is impossible to know you and not to love you. While I was saying this, my adorable Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, how much ruin pride causes in souls. It is enough to tell you that it forms a wall of division between the creature and God. And from images of me, it transforms them into demons. And then, if the fact that creatures are so blinded, that they themselves do not understand nor see the abyss therein, grieves you and saddens you so much, and you take so much to heart that I help them, my passion serves as garment for man, which covers his greatest miseries, embellishes him, and gives back to him all the good of which he had deprived himself and had lost because of sin. So, I give it to you as gift, that you may use it for yourself and for whomever you want." On hearing this, a great fear came to me in seeing the greatness of the gift, fearing that I might not be capable of using this gift, and therefore I might displease the giver. So I said, "Lord, I do not feel the strength to accept such a gift. I am too unworthy of such a favor. It is better if you keep it, for you are everything and know everything. And you know to whom it is necessary and appropriate to apply this garment so precious and of immense value. But I, poor one, what can I know? And if it is necessary to apply to someone and I do not do it, what a strict account would you not ask of me?" And Jesus, "Do not fear, for the giver himself will give you the grace not to keep the gift he has given you as useless. Can you believe that I would give you a gift to do you harm? Never." I do not know what to answer, but I remained frightened and suspended, intending to hear what Lady Obedience thought about it. It is understood, however, that this garment wants to signify nothing other than all that our Lord operated, earned, and suffered, in which the creature finds the garment to cover her nakedness stripped of virtues, and riches with which to enrich herself, beauties to render herself beautiful and to embellish herself, and the remedy for all her evils. Then, as I told this to Obedience, he told me that I should accept it.